Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined today by Dr. Matt Swiss. He graduated from the University of New Hampshire and New York College of Chiropractic and currently practices in Hampstead and Durham, New Hampshire. He's currently the New Hampshire representative to the International Chiropractic Association and is the president of the New Hampshire State Chiropractic Society. Good morning and thanks for being on the show.
I'm glad to be here. Good morning to you.
So there's been some exciting things happening in the news, and I have to admit, it came across my Facebook feed, and it is some research that came out of Dartmouth here in New Hampshire regarding chiropractic and maybe a reduction in the use of opioids. Let's talk about that. What's going on?
Yes, it was a study. It's called the Weirden Study by a gentleman named Dr. Weirden. I'm pretty sure he's from California. And he went to Dartmouth because they have a large facility and lots of patient records. And it was what he did was he did a record review and looked at all these patients who basically had come in with chronic back pain and looked at what, you know, what approaches, what treatments were given to them. And after analyzing all the data, he found out that if a patient with chronic back pain had received chiropractic care, they had a 55% less chance of filling an opioid pain prescription.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah. So huge that it got the governor's attention. And what you might have seen in the news was Dr. Weirden was actually back earlier this week, back up to Dartmouth, and the governor had sent his czar on the opioid problem. I think his name is Mr. Mara. He went up there to meet with doctors as well as with Dr. Weirden.
That's awesome. So as chiropractors, you know, the conversation for us becomes how can we help people be healthier and how can we help them live a more active life without using medications?
Exactly. And, you know, this study definitely shows that we have a positive impact on people's health because, you know, normally to get the attention of a policymaker, you have to have some significant benefits to society, especially the governor's office. So, yes, this is definitely a great study and should be picked up, hopefully, by more people in the media.
Yeah, so the study was all done on New Hampshire residents, ages 18 to 99. And they had at least two clinical office visits within 90 days with a primary diagnosis of lower back pain. So they looked at thousands of New Hampshire residents and found that those that were going to the chiropractor were much, much less likely to have an opioid prescription for pain. And so that begs the question, of course, is chiropractic that helpful for lower back pain?
Right. And that's the question that everyone always asks, and that's what how we kind of get portrayed in the media and what people think of when they come to us. But in reality, what we need to do is explain what chiropractic is, which basically we are looking to improve the health of the spine and the nervous system, because when you have a condition called the subluxation, which I'm sure your listeners have heard you talk about, which is basically when a vertebrae misaligns and irritates the nervous system, one of the symptoms of that can be low back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that study to me says is that 55% of chronic lower back pain is being caused by subluxation.
I would argue it's probably more than 55%.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what they're...
But that's their study, not ours.
Their study.
I mean,
that's
you
what I was
see
saying. Right.
So many people, I do, in my office, I've been practicing almost 18 years now, that come in with lower back pain, whether it be chronic or new, and you palpate the spine, you feel for misalignments, you look at their posture, maybe you take x-rays, and you see that analysis, and it's like, yeah, there are vertebrae that are not in the right position, your spine's not functioning properly, And chiropractic can be so beneficial to you, more than just the pain, but actually fixing the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And where that they come with that number of 55%. The thing that we don't know off the top of our head, maybe it is in the study, I'm not sure, is like how long they were under chiropractic care for. You know, maybe the people who did were under chiropractic care and still get an opioid, maybe they just hadn't been under care long enough.
Ooh.
Maybe they gave up too soon.
Yep.
You know, that's a variable that we're not aware of.
I also wondered when I looked at the study too, are people that maybe don't want to use the drug route more likely to show up at the chiropractor in the first place? Like, is it perhaps skewed towards those people that are more forward thinking or natural thinking or holistic in the way they approach their body going to end up at the chiropractor?
You know, there's definitely probably some of that. But there's also people who just listen to their doctor. You know, you might go in to see your primary care with low back pain and chiropractic's not even given an option to you.
Mm-hmm.
And right away you get an opioid. I mean, there's the state of West Virginia just last month made it law that you cannot get an opioid until you've tried either chiropractic, physical therapy, or acupuncture.
No way.
Yes. Yep. So the opioids are no longer a first line in that state. I may be wrong. I'm pretty sure Ohio did the same thing.
That's fantastic. But that should have been the way it was all along. They should not have had to pass a law to tell us that opioids should not be the first line of defense on low back pain.
Right, right. And why it's taken so long, obviously, I mean, I guess you could say that you need a crisis to get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we're in that crisis. So hopefully, if anything good comes out of it, we'll be, you know, that people are going to start taking care of their spine and visiting chiropractors and getting healthier overall and, you know, doing a lot more for their health than just relieving low back pain.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is an interesting conversation, like pain. How do you view pain? And as a chiropractor, I think of it as your body's warning light, that it's a signal that something's going on. But yet many people view it as pain is a problem and let's fix that problem.
Right. And I have this, I probably said this four times yesterday in my office. You know, I'll look at people and I'll be like, I know you came here with low back pain or neck pain, but, you know, pain is not your problem. Your problem is causing your pain. And so until we fix the problem, you could still have pain. I mean, I've had multiple people who, you know, come in and they're on every drug under the sun and, you know, they're trying to treat the symptom. When, you know, you're really going to get to the cause. And obviously I'm aware that a subluxation is not the cause of everybody's back pain, because it might not be. But if you have a subluxation, your body can't heal unless it's removed. I mean, I'll tell people all the time that, you know, if you have an injury, if you bent over and picked up a rock, you know, and you strained your low back, within 2 weeks that should heal. Your body's just going to heal. It just normally does. If it doesn't, and if it goes on for months and months, it means there's some reason why your body can't heal. Your body is being interfered with, and it can't overcome something. And 9 out of 10 times, it's a subluxation.
So let's talk about that. Where do subluxations come from? Because obviously, yeah, the bending over, the picking up the rock, things going bad in your lower back. But it can be so many other things, too.
Right. I mean, out of 10 people who come in the office, you know, one of them has an incident, a trauma, a slip, a fall, a car accident. The other 9 don't even know what's going on or why they feel the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to have that conversation of like, look at, you know, Western life, our new great technological advances put a lot of strain on our spine. You know, we sit at desks all day. People look at iPhones all day long. They don't exercise. They have an awful diet. You know, they become overweight. And all these are stressors to the spine and to the body that your body is trying to kind of overcome. And then eventually it just can't take it anymore. And, you know,
yeah,
you're going to get a misalignment.
So with technology, you've been practicing round about as long as I have. Have you noticed that more kids and teenagers are having issues with proper spinal neck curves versus when we first started practicing?
Exactly. Yes. I mean, you see kids come in, and I haven't even taken their x-ray yet, and I know that their neck is is going to be straight or backwards just from how they're standing with their posture.
Mm-hmm.
And it kills me, as you know, I'll come back from the developing room and look, and they're with their parents, like in the exam room, and they're both on their phone looking down.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you guys know that you're eating candy right now in the dentist's office, right? Is the equivalent what we're doing? Don't do this. You know.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's so entrained in the culture that, you know, I hope that we can reverse it. But until something else comes out, I think we're stuck with this problem. And it's going to cause, this is like, I guess you'd say, a huge experiment on our bodies of what smartphones and like laptops and tablets are going to do. I mean, when you see a two-year-old sitting in the corner playing on an iPad for an hour so that mommy can like do the dishes, and she doesn't realize what a strain that's putting on that developing spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
That's definitely something that the average person doesn't think about. What is the technology doing to my spine? But as chiropractors, we look around and just gives me the heebie-jeebies watching the kids on their electronics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I live in Durham, and so I'm on the campus of UNH, you know, every day. And when there are thousands of kids walking down the street in between classes, I couldn't tell you how many are looking upright, straight ahead. They're all on their phones looking down, texting, looking at Facebook. It's quite of a horror show.
Yeah, not a happy scene for the chiropractor. And, you know, I think we've got to take a break, but I want to talk about text neck when we come back, because it actually is a diagnosis now. People have injury to their neck curve, and it's called text neck. And the effects of that are more far-reaching than you might think. And we can talk about the biomechanics of the neck curve and what these handheld devices are doing to us when we get back. We're here on Half Hour to Health on WTPL and WEMJ, talking with Dr. Matt Swiss. He is the representative to the International Chiropractic Association for our state and is also the president of the New Hampshire State Chiropractic Society. So stay tuned. We will be right back here on Half Hour to Health.